We are learning Mesechtes Bamatzia Dav Samachayim Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah on top of Dav Samachayim Beis. Look at the Mishnah. Mocha loy esas soda, benoson loy miksas domim. Someone was selling a property, and he gave him part of the down payment, the miksas domim. V'om aloy, emesai shetirtza havoy mois. Whenever you want, bring the rest of the money, betal shloch, then I'll give you over the title. The halacha is, it's usher for either of them to eat peiros. And Rashi explains why. For example, if the moicher eats the peiros, so what's the problem? The problem is here, that once the lekeach pays in full, it's ki'ili owned it from today. Now, if the moicher eats peiros until you finish paying for it, it turns out he's eating ribbis. Because the reason, this belongs to you really. And the reason why he's eating the peiros is because I gave you a chance to pay over time. And therefore, that would be ribbis if the moicher ate. If the lekeach eats, the problem is like this, that maybe he's not going to finish paying up, he's not going to be able to pay it up, so he'll come get his money back. And it turns out lekeach ate the peiros. Why? Because he lent money to the moicher. He gave money to the moicher. So the moicher let him, it's really the moicher's property because it never went through the sale. So the lekeach ate it because the moicher, because the moicher had his money. So the moicher was paying ribbis for that. Therefore, in such a case, we have such a deal, they both are usher to eat the peiros. The case is where he made a down payment, and if he finishes paying, it's me'ach shov kano. In this case, both of them cannot eat peiros. Next case of the Mishnah. Helveo asadeo, v'amaloi, mi'at noisli mekan v'ad shalishonim, harei yishaloi. If you lend money on a field as a mashkin, and you make a deal with the guy, he says, if you don't pay me by 3 years, I'm keeping this property. The loch is a reish loy. And it's important to Gemara, the property is worth more than the hava. But kachoy bais mezunim ois apichom. Bais mezunim should do this as a business, like, you know, tax liens. Apichom. What he did was, he lent money, took the mashkin, and he said, if you don't pay me 3 years, I keep the mashkin. And a lot of times, the property is worth more. So why tak doesn't work? Why is it not a problem rivers? So some say, because it's a knatz. This is the case of a knatz. It's not a, it doesn't accrue. The money doesn't accrue. If you don't pay me, you pay your automatic knas, whatever that price is more, automatic knas. So that's what I'm saying.
10 and 12 is a good
tribute. Because there, it's because of agonata. The reason why it's more is because of agonata. It's not a knas. I want them. It's not a knas.
It's not accruing.
No, it's not true. If I pay now, it's 10. It's not accruing. It's agonata. It's because I gave you time. It's because I gave you financing. Because I gave you time. That's call agonata. Any agonata, which is in, it's not a knas. It's an agonot. That's why late fees could be rivets, but it's not a klal. Take out of the Gemara, agonot alei. I heard someone saying that from kol agonot, they say late fees are rivets. That's the biggest. That's not true 100%. Let's say a rent. Let's say the rent's due by the 15th. If you don't pay the 15th, there's a $25 fee. It could be that's not rivets. You have to ask your own child. It could be it's not rivets because that's not agonot. I never told you you're allowed to pay late. No, you're not allowed to pay late. You have to pay today. 100% pay today. If you pay late, it's a knas. There's a penalty. Whatever, it's a good sugya, we may get into a different time. But upon him, that's our Mishnah here. But let's concentrate on the first part of the Mishnah, because we're not going to do the second part of the Mishnah until tomorrow. So Zok, the beginning part of the Mishnah said, that if I sell this property, none of them keep Paris. So tomorrow really starts like this. Mi oichel Paris. Remember, the case of selling the property was, they made a down payment, and he said, when you pay it full, you get to keep it them for good. So the loch is, who eats the Paris in those years that you're waiting for him to pay, or those months? Rav Huna Amar Meichach HaPeres, the Meichach is not eat the Peres. Rav Amnon Amar Meshalshim is a Peres. You put the Peres by a Shlish. V'loi Pli, they're not arguing. Ha'adam L'chi Maisis Kani, Ha'adam L'chi Maisis Kani Ma'achsha. Rav Huna says Meichach HaPeres, you know when? You sell like this, you made a down payment, and I told you, when you pay me the full, I'll give it to you then. You'll be kind of then. So then the Meichach eat the Peres, because it's his, fair and square, until you finish paying. Even if you gave money up front, you know, I'm paying rivers for that. Then, of course, the moicher can eat peiros. But when I say ma'achshav, the moicher can't eat peiros. Why? Because why is the moicher eating peiros? If you finish paying, it turns out you own it from today. Erev Shabbos Parashat Achim, you own it from today. So why is the moicher eating peiros all that time? You know why? Because he gave you financing. So that's why it's aser. So when you say ma'achshav, it's aser. When you say l'chi ma'isis kani, you're kind. Tani Rav Safra, Rivas Rav Chia. Rav Safra learned the brisa in the prices of ribis of Rabbi Chia, like this. Pa'amim shteim mutarim. Sometimes both the moichel keicha mutar. Pa'amim shteim asurim. Sometimes both aser. Pa'amim shal moichel mutar lekeicha aser. Sometimes the moichel is allowed to eat the peiros and lekeich not. Pa'amim shal keicha mutar moichel aser. Sometimes the lekeich is mutar and the moichel is aser. So he didn't explain it. He just said it. Only Rava Basrei, Rava explained this price like this. Dayan wants to try it himself, or just let the Rava do it. We'll let Rava do it. Rava's explained the four cases here. Pa'amim sheshneim mutarim, da'amalei k'nikashir zuzech. That's pashat. Sometimes they both get. You know why? So let's say it's a $1,000 property, and he gave $200. So $200 worth, he said like this, and what kind of whatever I give you. So I own $200 worth of the property, you own $800. So the lekach get his $200 worth, and the lekach get his $800 worth. There's not a shal ribbis. Everyone is kind of what they gave. So that's pa'amim sheshneim mutarim. What's Pam Shtem Asurim? And not like our Mishnah. When you pay the other 800, you owe from today the entire property. So here we said they both can't eat. The Meicher can't eat because why is the Meicher eating? It's, once I pay, it's mine from today. And you only because of finances you're eating. And the Keach can't eat because maybe he's not going to pay the other 800. And it turned out that it was belonging to the Meicher the whole time. And the Keach ate it for the $200 loan. So that's case both Asurim. Pa'amim Meicher Mutter Lekeach Asur. When? If you say that when you bring the money, you'll be kaina, so then the meicher's mutter, because the meicher, it wasn't sold until the guy brings the money, $800. But the keach is also to eat from now, because then, why are we eating from now? It's because of the $200 loan you gave the meicher. So that's the case where the keach will be also. Pa'am shal keach mutter meicher aser, da'amalei kini ma'achshav. Here it's a little different than not when you bring money, become ma'achshav. Right now you're kaina. And then I'm giving you a chance to pay over the year. So here, the lekech not to eat because that's his. He already bought it. The meicher can't eat it because here, the meicher is eating it b'schus, the financing that he said, you could pay it over the year, the avo over the year. That's klar, all four cases. Zog to Gemara, man tana shneim asurim, lefi which man the amar is both asurim, which really could have stelled on our Mishnah, which says, but the Mishnah is not the first word shneim asurim, it says asur, which we teach means shneim asurim, because the case was, ma'achshav, when you bring money, it's ma'achshav. So who's this tana shneim asurim? Om Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, the loike Rav Yehuda. It's not like Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda, omar tzad echa v'ribes mutter. Rav Yehuda says, that tzad echa v'ribes mutter, by a mecher, in the case of a mecher, like this case, where it's only tzad echa v'ribes, it's mutter. Tzarech ribbis means it's not for sure to come to the ribbis. So the case of shneim asurim, it's not for sure ribbis, not like meicher al lekech. Let's say the meicher eats it. Is it for sure ribbis? No, because if a sale doesn't go through, so then the meicher is eating his own. Only if a sale goes through is it ribbis. And same thing on the lekech side, in such a case, if it's only also for lekech to eat it if it won't go through. If a sale goes through, the lekech ate it in bedina. So it's only tzarech ribbis, not for sure ribbis. Therefore, it's mutter. But Rashi speaks out the sefer of this brisa. It's Doshtim Rav Yehuda, because that's called Sarecha. For example, in the case where he said, Knima Achshav, and the rest of Avah. There, if the Meichi eats Peres, it's for sure Rivis. It's not a Safik Rivis. Not Sarecha Rivis. Same case the other way also. It's not a Tzarecha, Chimais is Koina. Also the same thing. And the Lekeichi, it's also, it's Vadei Rivis. That's not a Raya, it's not like Rav Yehuda. It's the Shnei Masurim there, it's not like Rav Yehuda. Zok to Gemara Vaida. Mashkun Lo Bayis, Mashkun Lo Yisoda. If you gave a person a bias, they gave the malva a bias as a mashkin or a sod as a mashkin, va'omaloi, and you say, and the malva says, likus tirtzim l'meichem l'meichem k'o li v'dom alalu, also, v'shaveim mutter, like this. The malva gets his property, and he says like this, okay, you know, it's a mashkin, but do me a favor here, that if you sell it ever, sell it to me. You might have to sell it, you're not gonna have enough money. You're gonna have to sell it to get the money. Don't sell it to someone else and then pay me the money. Give me the property. And the property is worth more than the hava. Let's say the hava is $100. The hava is $100 and the property is worth $200. And you say if you sell it, give it to me for $150. I'll pay you an extra $50, like Rashi speaks out. I'll give you an extra $50. The Torah says, why does Rashi speak that out? Because if not, why would the guy do it? Why would the guy be masking? He knows the mask to sell it to you. He'll just push it off because you have the mask anyway. So I'm not giving it to $100. He said like this, you're going to sell it. Instead of selling it to someone else, sell it to me. I'll give you an extra $50, sell it to me. So the guy's masking. It's awesome. You know why it's awesome? Why are we giving you a deal? Why are we giving you $150? Because you gave me money. You mouth me money. So that's the halacha. Now I'll do that. If you say, v'amaloi, l'kshtirtzol ha'mechum v'sim k'ra li, v'dom ha'malalu, also. But b'shaveya, Rashi says, v'dom ha'malalu means the ma'amash dom ha'malalu, means dom ha'malalu plus $50. But b'shavyam, mutter. But if it's for the full value, full $200,000, whatever it is, b'shavyam, then it's mutter to do. I'm doing you a favor. That's not a favor. By selling it to you and not to someone else, not called doing you a favor. Because the mice, you're paying full value for it, that's not called a favor. It's a taz about this at the end of Siman Kuf Samach. If that's called, it's not called a favor. So man tan of dama lo also. Who's the man dama holds that if I say that if I give it to you cheaper, it's aser. I'm Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda. Not like Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda, I'm a tarach ribis mutter. Here, it's only tarach ribis mutter. Why don't you tarach ribis? Because he might not sell it. He might pay him back. So therefore, it's only tarach ribis and a fear of Yehuda to be mutter. Now, if this is already a little bit more advanced, but if you keep in Chesed, Rashi always learns that the dinner of Yehuda is only by a mecher, not by a halva. So this is, and only by a mecher, and if it's only tzarech by a mecher, it's mutter. This is a grad of halva. It's very sfer on Rashi. Tois of Samach, Gimel with Aleph, brings it right from here. The Rav Yehuda is also by halva. The words of Tois are, the ba'halva nami shari Rav Yehuda tzarech b'ribis. Kedarim lekaman, it's also gemar lekaman, wisdom lekaman. Gavim maskulinly bias, maskulinly sada, hadar Rav Yehuda. Tell you things are right here, not like Rashi, that there is a din tzarech b'ribis, even v'ahava, and this Gemara is shver on Rashi, you have to look at the Achroinim to see how to answer this from Rashi. So the Gemara weiter. Mocheloi bayis, mocheloi soda. Let's say you sell him a bayis, or you sell him a soda. Va'amaloi, and you tell him like this, I'm selling you a bayis, yeah, up for sale, a bayis or a soda, a property. Va'amaloi, l'kshuli moyis, you make a deal. This is the lekeach doing. Say, do me a favor. I'm selling you a house, but if I ever have money, you're going to give me back. You're going to sell it back to me. Kshiuli moyes achzirimli. The halacha is it's awesome. But if the moicher, the one that says he's like he feels bad, you're selling. If the lekeach who's buying your property feels bad for you, he's foreclosing your house. Says, you know what? I'll do you a favor. Kshiuli moyes achzirimli. Then it's mutter. So now you have to know the chilek over here. The Gemara's going to ask the kasha what the chilek is. So first Gemara says mantana. Who's this like that? We says that the ratio is aser. Rav Yehuda Rav Yeshua like Rav Yehuda. The Yehuda is tzarech ribis mutter. It's only tzarech ribis over here because here you sold it. You don't know if you ever have money. So therefore, it's only you don't know if you ever have money. Give it back to me. You don't know if it ever happened. So it's not according to Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda is tzarech ribis mutter. But maestro ratio to maestro sefer. So Charles, what's the difference between the ratio and the sefer? Again, let's chesed. The ratio was that I sold you a property, and I made up, and I sold it to you, said, by the way, if I want it back, I'm getting it back. Why is that a problem? Because it turns out it's really ribbous. Really what I'm doing is, you're lending me money, and when I have money to pay back, I'm going to buy it back. And what happens? You're eating pears all the years. So that's why it's ribbous. And the sefer, if you say it, then it's fine. What's the difference? Why is the sefer any less ribbous? Maishto, reishto, maishto, sefer. What are you trying to maishto? What do you think? Well, why is sefer any different?
Well, let Rav answer.
Okay, maishto, reishto, sefer. Amarava, sefer, the case in the sefer was, the Amalei Medaita, the sefer was that the guy didn't say I'm for sure going to sell it back to you if you bring the money to me. He didn't tell that. He didn't tell that if you bring me money, I'm for sure do it. What he said was, if I want, I'll sell it back to you. Since he put it in his own ballpark, the lekeach, so it's definitely not avon. It's a full sale. And if I want, I'll sell it back to you. That's mama selling back to you. That's not called avon. It's not a shalom ribbis. You have a teretz? So teretz like this, that the case where the lekeach made a tanai in the sale, that's clearly ribbis. Because I'm saying, if I want, I'll buy it back anytime. The case of the meicher, when the meicher is selling, it says, if I want to buy it back anytime, I'm buying it back. That's the case where the meicher is taking an avot technically, because he's making up a tanai, and he's saying, I need money now, and if I have money, I'll pay you back and get it back. So there, it's avot. But here, the lekeach felt bad and said, you know what? If you ever need, if you ever have money, I'll give it back to you. But he said, medaite. He spoke out, only if I want to. If I really love this property, I'm not giving it back to you. So it's really a real mecher. And now it's really, I'm just selling it back to you. There it's not a shiloh of ribis, because there he says, medaite, if I want. And the next Gemara continues with this shiloh about medaite, medaite. We're out of time. Let's show the next shir. We'll do that.